Ben Jones, who does a great job covering both football and basketball, now joins us. Hello, Ben. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You wrote an article of where things are with Penn State. Give us a synopsis of some of the points you wanted to hit with Penn State football after watching the opening four games.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's sort of two factors that come into play when you talk about where Penn State is as a program right now and where they are overall. The one is, you know, obviously you can't get to the places that Penn State wants to be and start any season 0-4. You can't be as dysfunctional, maybe strong word, but it seems apt right now as they've been on both sides of the ball and get to where they want to be. But at the same time, you know, you look at really James Franklin's tenure over the last 4 or 5 years in particular and what they've been able to do and the rate at which they've been able to win. You know, I think at this point we've all heard those stats about, you know, how Clemson and Alabama and Oklahoma are really the only programs that have won more in Ohio State that have won more over the years. So,
right.
You know, I certainly understand the disgruntled unhappiness and certainly, you know, that's probably mirrored in the Lash Building, but I think, you know, you sort of have to be careful what you wish for when it comes for, you know, that knee-jerk armchair change. So
no, I know. And this is what I said earlier about that. I appreciate the fact that people are angry. I appreciate the fact that people have suggestions. And you want to know why? That means they care. They're passionate about it. You don't want an apathetic fan base. And that's why I appreciate that fact. Doesn't mean I don't have to agree with it, but I appreciate both ends of it, that they're passionate, and because of that, they have emotion about it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's really, you know, I think part of the reason why James Franklin has at least outwardly took some of this in stride, I think to a certain extent, maybe better than he did when Penn State was coming out of the sanctions. Certainly, though, I think the big difference there, obviously, is, you know, I think people just sort of assumed, you know, 6 or 7 years ago that, you know, things would just be better because they could go to bowls again, and it wasn't that simple. And now, you know, I think there's a little bit of acknowledgement from James in particular where he just sort of nods his head and goes, yeah, I'm not happy about it either. And I think, you know, because of that, everyone, you know, maybe it's a little easier to digest. But at the same time, you know, there are worse things than having people that care about your football program.
Yeah, exactly. And that, I feel, you know, that's why I appreciate that very much. There are certain areas and certain individuals that are getting better. There are some that are still staying relatively the same. But there are three constant themes that seem to be coming up, Ben. One is slow starts. Two is turnovers, the giveaway, takeaway part of it. And then one that's cropped up a little bit more of late is the fact they have 8 touchdowns in the red zone and 19 attempts. And, of course, that was graphically illustrated on Saturday. So the red zone area. Are those three points fair in your mind, looking at how the season's played out to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think they really are, because you take away some of those turnovers, and obviously you don't know how a game's going to pan out if it pans out differently, but you take away those turnovers and the results, those are, you know, close games that are suddenly, in theory, swinging the other way. An inability, although to Penn State's credit, they did get that turnover when they needed it, you know, late in that game. You know, it's just, I think, you know, it's just all the little things. I think if you're Penn State, really the biggest thing that you can take away right now is that it is stuff that you can control. It would be one thing if you just didn't have, you know, quote-unquote talent. But, you know, red zone offense, that's something that you can work on. That's something that you can do better. That's something that you can scheme better or call better or execute better. All of those things, that's all in your control. You know, this is not Penn State going out as a quote-unquote Rutgers-ish team playing Ohio State every week and never really having a chance from the outset. You know, they've got talent. They've got the guys. It's just a matter of, you know, getting out of your own way sometimes. And certainly, you know, that takes time and experience. But I do think those points are fair. And ultimately, you know, if you're James Franklin, certainly you'd want to get those fixed before you become, you know, 0-4. But I think ultimately, if you talk about the rest of this season and the long-term future of the program, you know, it's better to have those kinds of problems than maybe ones where it's simply personnel.
Right. And it's, again, when you look at slow starts, I mean, you know darn well they're working every second to get off to a great start. They want to be the ones to set the tone. You know how much James Franklin has shown over and over again how much they value the football. Okay. He's talked about it over and over again for years. Every coach does, but he's talked about that for years. The red zone thing, though, is a new thing. And that's part that's, I think, taken some people. When you've looked at the red zone, what have you seen or not seen? I mean, besides, obviously, not as many touchdowns. What have you seen and not seen?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the great, example of a place on the field where you're trying to get your playmakers the ball or an opportunity to make a play on the ball. I have never, and this is not James Franklin or Kirk Shiraka's fault by any stretch, right. I have just never been a big fan of the end zone corner fade. That just drives me crazy, just out of principle. I think it's a matter of execution. It's a matter of what do you feel comfortable doing and what are your strengths. And I think really until, I think Parker Washington and Keandre Lambert-Smith and obviously Jahan Dotson have played well this year, but I think really until recently you've gone Penn State needs 5 yards, and other than Pat Freiermuth, who are you going to throw the ball or who are you going to give it to? And I think the red zone is sort of that difficult area where you go, if you're Penn State's offense, you're okay at some things, but there's nothing really great to lean on. And I think that's really where the not having Journey Brown and Noah Cain hurts them, because they knew that they were going to lean on these guys in those situations. So I do think it's a surprise. I do think it's not what we expected, because you're right. Penn State's talked about turnover margin for forever. They've talked about good starts in forever. And this is not 2016. You can't be down 14 at the half and go, well, they've got them right where they want them.
Right.
So you just can't put yourself behind that eight ball. And when you have, I think the other thing too is when you have drives that last 5 or 6 or 7 minutes, you're taking a lot of time off the clock. And if you're going to do that, that's all well and good. But, you better be getting touchdowns at the end of it.
Because when you look at it, between the 20s, they are moving the ball. Between the 20s, they're moving. That you don't get 501 yards if you're not moving the football. You don't get 488 yards like they did against Indiana unless you're moving the ball. But, again, it's the ability to close that has to be maddening for them as coaches, because obviously they're trying to figure out whatever way they can to close it.
Yeah, and I think that's really been, you mentioned those stats, and that's one of the reasons why I thought, a couple weeks ago that this would turn around. They lose at Indiana. It is what it is. Indiana's pretty good. You can argue about the review. You lose against Ohio State. It is what it is. But, they've been converting on third down at a higher rate than pretty much any time under James. They've had, a million first downs. I think they had 30
first downs Saturday. They had 30 first downs on Saturday. 30 first downs at 501 yards.
You do those things. Yeah, you do those things long enough, and you feel like sooner or later you're going to win some football games, and that just hasn't happened yet. So I think it goes back to the things that you can control being the good part of this. Obviously, where they are right now is not good, but nothing is holding you back from executing better in the red zone. You just have to go out and do it.
All right. So when you look at the quarterback play, what did you think of the way Levis played once he had the opportunity to step in and then take it the rest of the way? What did you think of him?
Yeah, I thought he showed a lot of confidence, especially in that fourth quarter, and really to his credit in the third quarter as well, when they started to let him throw, they gave him some easy throws, gave him some stuff to work with. It's kind of funny because you watch him throw and watch them sort of make things very straightforward, and you wonder a little bit why they weren't doing that for Sean, but it's easy to sort of call plays from my couch, obviously. But I think, we've always known that he's had a strong arm. You watch him in warm-ups, and, I don't know pound for pound, but that guy can sling it.
Yep. He's got a great great release. He really snaps it on his release. So you're right, he does do that.
Yeah, I mean, he throws it well. He's got confidence as a guy that's been in the program for a little bit. In the long run, you're going to have to find out if he can do these things against better teams. The good news is that it appears that no one other than Ohio State is any good in the Big Ten this year. So, there's a certain amount of flexibility moving forward. But I thought, he looked better than he did against Rutgers last year.
Mm-hmm.
And really, they weren't going to make him throw, at all against Ohio State in that relief role. I think that's something that you can work with. Obviously, they have to make that decision. It seems like at this point, I would guess that he gets the start this weekend simply by how things have unfolded and how he looked. It gives them a little bit of a spark. I think, he's got room to grow, obviously, but I think he has the great advantage of, I think Sean Clifford at this point reminds me a little bit of the rattled Christian Hackenberg, a guy who clearly knows what he's doing and knows how to do it, but has so many things going on in the back of his head that it's almost getting in his own way. So even if Cliff comes back and starts later in the year, you know, maybe a week off where Will, you know, gets to do this and Sean can maybe rest his brain a little bit. Yeah. Might be everyone's best interest in the long run, but you know, those I only get paid enough to critique the decisions.
Somebody asked me today, and it was just they were just asking to be polite. This was not being critical in any way. They said, "Why didn't you ask him if Levis is now the starting quarterback?" And I said, "Because a coach in the post game is not going to. I mean, they haven't thought about that yet." I said, "Now Tuesday." Yeah, tomorrow he'll be asked about it because they've had 72 hours to think about what they might want to do. But, you know, that's why, you know, you don't sit there and go, so is he the guy? I don't know. It's like, you got to sit back and get to wait and see what they want to do with it. Okay, this week it's Iowa. I don't know if you had a chance to watch them Friday night or not. Did you?
I did not, although I did see the final score.
They were... Wow. The final score is emblematic of what the game was. How about that? I mean, they dominated that game without question. They also have 11 straight games with interceptions, so I want to throw that in there about being careful with the ball because they'll go after it. Ben, it is always a pleasure. Appreciate your work and your analysis.
Yep, thanks for